Oregon's legislature passed an ambitious ethics reform law last year. That came after a series of corruption scandals in the state and the country. But it had an unanticipated effect. Close to 200 public officials across the state quit after the law took effect this spring. The surprise resignations left many in the state stumped, but the ethics exodus made perfect sense to some. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, Ethan Lindsay reports.
Rural Oregonians say the urban part of the state has gone way too far on lots of policies. Medical marijuana, physician-assisted suicide. Now there's an openly gay mayor in Portland.
People on the west side of the state may not be so in tune of a town of only 1,700. To them, it might be just a small hick town and a bunch of rednecks and loggers. And for the most part, they're probably right.
That's Tim McGinnis. He lives in Elgin, a small town in the far northeast corner of the state. And he says it was the state's new ethics reform that was the last straw for many lawmakers from rural and eastern Oregon. McGinnis was the chairman of his city's planning commission until he resigned in protest in April. He says it all goes back to early last year when Democratic state lawmakers signed off on the country's farthest-reaching financial disclosure law. At the time, it was hailed as a model for other states. The law forces officials to publicly expose where their income comes from. Plus, for the first time, officials were required to identify members of their extended family. McGinnis says that's an invasion of privacy and proves just how out of touch Portland lawmakers are with the regular rednecks in the rest of the state.
I don't mean the people here are less intellectual, less intelligent, or not as savvy to the world around them, but for the most part, they just want to keep to themselves.
He stands in the front of his house along a state highway. His kids play baseball in the field next door. McGinnis says it's personal freedom, that frontier sensibility, that's led to the current revolt. He asks why people in Portland even care what his sister does for a living. Everyone that needs to know about his finances already does.
Nice hit.
Nice pitch.
April 15th was the deadline for lawmakers to fill out the new financial disclosure forms. The penalty for refusal was steep, up to $5,000. In the end, 190 local officials resigned or quit, and no place was harder hit than McGinnis's town of Elgin. In a single week, the town's entire planning commission and city council quit. Elgin's makeshift city hall is a portable building next to the freight railroad tracks.
All those in favor to accept my resignation.
And this should show you how much our mayor loves our town. She's over here in tears.
At the city council meeting the week before the deadline, Mayor Carmen Gentry softly sobbed when she signed her letter of resignation.
It just really breaks my heart that it has to come down to this.
About a month after the mass resignations in Elgin, the county appointed an interim city council. But still, more than 100 public seats around the state remain empty. Many public officials, like former Elgin Planning Commissioner Tim McGinnis, say they're not even interested in getting their old jobs back, not unless the state legislature withdraws the law. That's not likely to happen. Peggy Kearns is the director of the Center for Ethics in Government.
I think the thing to not lose sight of for everybody involved in this Oregon law is the reason for it. There are logical, good, important reasons to have a strong financial disclosure law for lawmakers.
In fact, she wants to see the other 49 states follow Oregon's lead and ramp up ethics laws. Indeed, bulked-up ethics reform laws are under consideration in a number of state capitals, and those lawmakers are watching what's happening in Oregon with interest. For NPR News, I'm Ethan Lindsay in Elgin, Oregon.